Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vibes Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vibes, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I don't know. It's something about this weather snapping and all that rain yesterday. It's just like messing up my body, and this daylight savings was getting dark at 4:30. Like, my body is all confused. But I'm here. And how are you?
I'm okay. I made it through the day. I'm still got a ways to go for me. So, we're gonna get through the show, and then I can wrap up my night and. Sheesh, give me some sleep. That's all I need is some sleep.
Yeah, let me hear that. I'm gonna try. That's on my agenda, my thing to do. Try to get some sleep. Other than that,
I hear that.
I'll be fine.
That's what's up. Tomorrow. Yeah, back to the grind.
You're right.
Like that's, so, that's all we do is grind, grind, grind. Damn, when the vacation starts.
Whenever you find out, let me know. I'll be there front and center.
Oh, man. By the time I get to go on vacation, there ain't going to be no such thing as vacations anymore.
I think it's going to be called retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's my vacation, retirement. AARP type stuff.
But I want to give a special shout out to NAF. Y'all always on point. Thanks for the shares, the support. I couldn't go through this show without it because I always see the support. They write in, they listen, they share, they interact on the social media pages. So you are appreciated. Like, I never miss a beat.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah, don't mind him. Y'all know what it is. But they always come through. And so today we're going to be talking about online dating. We did do a similar show when we were talking about dating and the process of dating a while ago. And then we had a caller that called in that went on like a little mini spill about online dating. So we decided to do a show on online dating. So hopefully you'll catch this. But remember, it's Talk Tuesday. We're going to talk about the different sites. We're going to talk about the methods of dating versus dating. We're going to talk about the pros and cons. So if you're listening via the website, you're calling 294-771-436 and press 1 on your telephone keypad to talk with me and Kim. Also, interact with us on our social media pages live on the show, and we'll definitely read your comments and answer your questions from there as well. And so for those people who are fans of the show and listen all the time, you know why I stand out on online dating. You know why I tend to feel about online dating. but I trust online dating. So, I mean, just for those who don't know, hi Kim, what is your take on online dating? Like it, you don't like it? I mean, any experiences with it?
My experiences has been more professional, business, and research. You know, whereas I built a few online dating sites, and I needed to see how certain things worked. So, you know, I signed up for them, and you know, it was just talking to people, seeing how people interact. You know, and not only that, hearing people hit you up for advice, you know, about some person they done met on one of these dating apps or the dating site, and they just fussing, just upset, you know, because, you know, I met this guy and he did this and did that. I mean, not to completely trash dating sites, because you can meet someone in church and have a bad experience. But it's safe to say that it's a heavier crapshoot when you're using these online dating services and sites and stuff like that, and these apps, because you don't even know if this is catfish. You have to pretty much force the envelope to look for authenticity, and I kind of noticed that. As I navigated through the different features of many of the sites, like, you know, POF and Tagged and a few others. And I used that as a format of, okay, I don't want this in the site that I'm building. Let's try to cut that. So I looked at it from the aspect of business and the human interaction and how to make the experience of a person who's looking for a mate, how to streamline it and make it easier, if that makes any sense. And then I also had to do the research on the psychology of it, you know, because in order to create something, you have to know why people want it, where they're going to get out of it. And you know, let's face it, these people, these sites I'm on, they're my competition. So I had to see what is their philosophy to see if my philosophy tied with theirs. So ultimately, I don't have 100% negative things to say. I don't have a problem with the technology. I don't have a problem with the services. I have a problem with the people on them. Because, you know, we know when a lot of these raunchy sites were taken down, a lot of these human trafficking sites were taken down, where do you think these people went? You know, these. What do you think these the prostitution and the catfishing? You know, they had to go somewhere to do what they do. So they're going to go where the thirstiest people are. And let's be honest, everyone who's on these sites, they're not looking for love. Sometimes they're looking for something else. You know, so I'm sorry. You can't really think it's okay that I'm going to go look for love on something called Tagged and Plenty of Fish. And then expect a good result. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to shoot it all down because you can, but do you really have that kind of time to sort through the piles and piles of dog shit to find one flower? No.
Well, that's why I believe that it is certain rules and precautions when it comes to online dating. First of all, you shouldn't be so, as I can call it, thirsty or in a rush to meet someone. Understand, you know, it takes time. It's a process. So you can't send a couple of messages and just be able to fill somebody out. you know, because some people, they do this, you know, they know what to say, what not to say, or whatever. And plus, you know, what online dating, it has its pros and its cons. I mean, online dating, I think when I tried it, it was simply because my schedule, you know, is, you want to have a social life, but you don't have the time to do, like, the whole, you know, going out to certain places and doing the mingling and stuff like that, which, when it does come to a certain point where you are going to have to meet someone and you are going, you know, to have to, you know, spend time, make time. But it's certain ways to do that. A first meeting should never be someone's residence. You done had a couple of conversations online and then exchange phone numbers, and now that's your first meeting. That's not your first meeting. Public place, a decent time, a decent hour, like, you know, it just, I just think that, and people make things so impersonal nowadays. They skipping all the steps. They're not asking the questions. You know, they are just so in a rush to meet somebody. They, because everything can look good on paper. If you're going to buy a car and you just going by what the person is trying to sell, you wrote about the car and you haven't seen the car in person, you haven't driven the car, you haven't took it to a mechanic, you just purchased it based on what is written in that ad, then you in some trouble. And I think that's the thing is, you got a little, somebody got a little profile, they don't put their best picture up there, because Lord knows you got to click on it and go through the pictures. Don't go through the first one, you got to go through the pictures. And then, when you do extend these numbers, for me, I have to have a video chat, I need a current picture, I don't want the picture that you took at your sister's wedding 5 years ago. Before you went down that road and you look partied out now. So I think people got to take certain things in consideration. Me, as y'all know, I am a stalker. I ask questions. My mother always told me, only dumb question is a question I'd ask. So if you want the answer to something, you need to ask. But some people not trying to volunteer information now. But I just think it's a process. I don't think anybody that decides to do online dating should put all their eggs in online dating. So you got some people, they just up there for fun. They're not looking for the same thing. And look for the signs. You know, me and I kind of discussed, you know, a certain conversations you're supposed to have, but it's also a time to have those conversations, you know, about certain things. Yes, you're supposed to have that sex conversation, you know, before you get there to avoid disappointment, but if somebody, their first message is jumping down your throat about something about sex, then you know what they're looking for. It's little telltale signs, it's red flags. Don't ignore the red flags now.
Yeah, I agree with a majority of that. I mean, but my issues that I have with it, and if anyone has picked up, I got a lot of cons. The issue that I have with it is, all right, let's take a step back. As we look at how society is moving and how our kids are being raised and how us as people are moving just in general, one of the main complaints is we're too technical. You know, the social part of our human experience has been literally turned over to social media or some form of device, right?
Yeah.
So we don't get up, get dressed, and go over our girlfriends and boyfriends and homies' houses, whatever, anymore. We're, you know, it's a video chat. And, you know, I'm guilty of it, too. We're all guilty of it. If you're in the modern tech, you're going to be guilty of it. You know, I have an 11-year-old whose phone is glued to his hand. You know, so, and I'm sure others do, too. Our kids are getting fatter because they're not playing as much. They get on the video games, you know, and even on the video games, what are they doing? They're talking to their friends with the headsets on. So when you're dealing with all of that tech and the so many features of life, when you get down to the part of choosing a mate or a potential mate or searching for someone who's qualified to be a mate and you got tech involved. Now, let's just do this as an exercise. How many pieces of crap did you meet, date, and dump in your life off of technology, away from technology? You done met him at the club. You met him at the bar. You done met him at Rite Aid. Met him at the gas station or her, right? So I want you to take that and then turn it all the way up, because that's what any form of online anything does. It's an amplifier. And it's created for the whole purpose to keep you locked in. So for a busy person like yourself, you work, you have multiple companies, you have no free time. So when you're thinking about the possibilities of some human interaction, maybe a nice little conversation with a nice young man, or, you know, who's probably submissive and is okay with being teased, but you know, it's like you. I get it. I get it. But I'm not worried about you because I know how you are. I'm worried about that sister who, or that brother who just got out of a bad situation about a year ago, 3 years ago, who hasn't been dating in a long time, who's fresh out the pen. You know, or who just got out of her cup, the people who have been scarred by something and they want to roll that dice, they're more susceptible to being hurt than we are. We're online people. We're dealing with online all day, 24 hours a day. So we're already built for this. But for the people who are using online stuff for recreation, y'all got to be careful. Because guess what? I see a lot of posts about this human trafficking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff is coming. You know, why do you think they regulated Craigslist? Why do you think they shut down Backpages? These people went underground and they're popping up in Plenty of Fish. They're popping up on Tag. They're popping up on Moco Space and all these other little things where people are using for dating apparatuses. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, and what people need to realize is whether it's face-to-face interaction, like, well, traditional dating or online, you have to make sure you're in the right space before you even get out there, you know, in the dating scene. It doesn't, you know, take away the fact that you have to have your shit together or, you know, be in a place or be actually ready to date. So it doesn't and it doesn't make it easier. I mean, you know, to me personally, it doesn't make it easier because me, I have the ability, like, 1 minute I can be completely into something or someone, and then the next minute the first find that it's not looking right to me, I'm out. So that makes it easier for me to be like, I can. It's a blessing and a curse. I don't know. But I mean, and like I can say, it's some okay people up there.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be what you and people try to realize is. Take advice from me. I don't put expectations
on certain things and certain people. Because when you set high expectations higher than you should, you open up the door for disappointment. So if you go in with an open mind, understanding that everyone you meet is not going to be the one that you're going to settle down, have children, and get married with. Some people you just meet because they're cool. And I'm just not speaking on an online dating thing. I'm talking about just in general in life. Certain people you meet, and it's just to be a friend or just to be cool peoples or someone to do business with or, you know, a text buddy every now and then or something, someone that you have something in common with where, okay, this is where you go when you want to play cards. This is the people you go out with when you want to bowl. So everything doesn't have to be so just permanent as far as this is what you're looking for and that's just it. So everybody you come across, because they can really be showing you or telling you that's not what they want, but you're so focused on it, you feel like you could change somebody's mind. So you have to have really go into certain things with an open mind and understand that everything is not going to be exactly what you want it to be. Then you got to look for substance, not just what's outside, just the appearance. Because some of y'all, oh, he's so fine. Oh, she's so bad. And then you're going to have a conversation, dumb it in the box of rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because they so cute and so bad, you're going to keep on having a conversation with them and keep on spending time. And now you're falling for the surface. And they just as deep as a kiddie pool. And then you wonder why nothing is going anywhere. And so you got to keep those things in mind.
Well, I think people who are going to do it, go in with a going with your expectations in order. You know, don't go in there thinking too much. Don't think too little. You know, you carry the same, carry yourself the same way you would if you're out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that part isn't any different.
Yeah, but damn, I forgot. Yeah. Well, listen. just remember, you don't know what's really on the other side of that computer. So just do yourself a favor and just, you know, protect your net. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, and you're going to get contacted by people you may not necessarily be interested in.
Let me tell y'all, some people get a huge, like, they just get huge balls on the internet. Because for one, some people are allowed to be someone that they are not. And it gives them some type of confidence like I've never seen before in life. But somebody that don't have no business contacting you, they will. But another thing I must say to people is either you're interested or you're not. If you're not interested, be upfront and let them know you're not interested. Do not entertain it. Because once you start entertaining, you're giving someone false hope. So that's when things become an issue. And people, when you on these apps, can y'all cut y'all location off? Because some of these apps is, even though it should be, they give you that disclaimer, don't give out your address or phone number or location, but then they have it set up where you're in a certain place or a certain city, and it'll let you know, oh, this person is nearby. You know?
Yeah, man.
So Don't worry about who's nearby. Don't worry about who's, you know, you have a conversation with somebody if you're interested to see what kind of what location they in. So you could be in the same room with somebody and don't even know it.
Yeah. You know, look at it this way. Those same safety protocols you use on your normal social media, you want to tighten that thing up way more for online dating apps, you know, because those are considered adult dating networks or dating networks or whatever you want to call them. You can't be posting your work uniform with your locator on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to use your head. If you're dating and you're being, first of all, if you're the selective type, because there's different personalities on these things, you know, you got 50 people in your messaging box or an inbox, whatever they call it. You're going to look and see which ones you want to talk to. Okay, maybe only two or one that you're even interested in. But you got the other 55 who now know that you work at Wendy's and it's somewhere in West Philly. Now, you know, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but any one of those creepy bastards can jump in their car and decide to go get them a spicy chicken sandwich that day.
Mm-hmm.
So do yourself a favor and be smart. Don't post your kids. Don't post where you work. Don't post any landmarks where you're going to be or where you hang at all the time. Because if I go through your pictures and I see 7 and it's the same damn bar and I look at the dates of the posting, it ain't hard to figure out that every Friday that you over at the bar. So now you're asking for them to pop up.
Right. Especially when they are from where you are from. It's not that hard to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
you don't have to get so much information. You know, first of all, like, for instance, the city is big but small at the same time. Like, Newark, big but small at the same time. So even though you have North, South, West, Central Ward, like, Northern is still, nothing is more than 20 minutes away from each other. If you stand in the city of North, when you go, no matter which way you go, 20 minutes out, you're going to reach something. So, somebody asks where you're from, you can say what county you're from. You know how many cities in a county? You don't have to give them the direct, because you know the first question is, where you from? You say your city. If they're from that area, they're going to ask you what part. And then you're going to tell them what part. So now you done narrowed it down for them. And, you know, some things might just seem like it's simple when you're just, you know, getting to know someone. But, yes, like, for instance, somebody can ask me how many kids I got. They can ask me the ages. But I'm not going to be running it down, oh, they're in this grade, they go to this school. Like, you have to be able to let somebody know about you and give information, but not too much information where this person know everything about you. And pay attention to what information they're getting from you and not giving you. Because my rule is, whatever someone can ask me, they should be able to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got somebody asking you a million one questions and they have yet to tell you anything about them, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So, all right. I think I done kicked online dating in the nuts for the first half hour. So let's find some positive. Let's do some pros. I got one. It's like, nah. I'm a fair and balanced commentator. I mean, if I'm going to do a dating site, I'm going to do it just for the simple fact of the sheer numbers. you know, there's a ton of people, and it's a lot of people who are claiming to be single. So just as I stated, I can get a lot of crap. I also have a good chance of getting some good choices too. You know, unless someone goes and does a census or who's crazy, who not, you don't know. So we have to guess. I'm one of those people who I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. That mm-hmm. glass get full when I pour more shit in it. Until then, that glass half full. I mean, it's half empty. So, you know, so I'm always going to look at the worst case scenario because I'm a quality control person. That's my job. So I'm not going to go in completely negative, because if I'm going in with it, I'm going on a hunt. And when you look at the numbers of some of these dating sites, you know, millions, there's got to be somebody out there for you. There's got to be somebody out there that you know, can line right up with you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know. And so it's like telemarketing. It's a numbers game. You can keep calling to somebody, say yes. So as long as you're being responsible, I think it can be a positive, you know, a little positive thing for you.
Well, it says you just gotta use common sense. If you lack common sense, go to someone else and talk to them that has common sense to be the voice of reason. Let people know. You know, you gotta have at least one person you could be like, oh, I'm going on a date. I'm going to meet this person. You know, this is the information, you know, that I have on them. This is where I'm gonna be at. You know, some type of information. I don't want to hear nothing about somebody talking about how grown they is. You know, safety is important. You won't meet some weird ones. You won't meet some mm-hmm. weird ones. I'm telling you. And I don't know what it is. Like me, I have no problem being honest about things. But mm-hmm. I would think, but that will be in a perfect world. I would think that if you're looking for a certain thing, you want to meet somebody that's looking for that same thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why people will put, like, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't understand, because some people just, I mean, get off on it. I guess it's fun to them. But if you're just looking for a hookup, say you're looking for a hookup, because I'm pretty sure if other people want it, you're looking for just a hookup. You know, if you don't want a serious relationship, do not go for someone that's looking for a serious relationship. It's sad. I think they need to broaden, you know, what you're looking for up there. Because, you know, sometimes you go up there and be like, relationship, dating, friendship, casual. Like, it's just like certain little things. Like, I think you should be able to just type in what you're looking for.
Well, see, you know what? But see, here's the problem with that. You can't – you don't want to demonetize your ads. So you can't really say hookups. You know, you could say casual meetings or – you know, because what happens is when you download these apps onto your phone, you always see ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how they monetize. But if these advertisers think that this is really some kind of, you know, hook up and fuck type thing, they're not going to want to throw their money into these kind of product lines. So mm-hmm. you have to be an educated consumer in all things, even online media. Even when it comes to dating and stuff like that, if you know that your ass just came home from 10 years and you need some cheeks to beat up on, don't go getting on Christian Mingle and lying for some cheeks. You all swollen, cut up, take some goddamn shirtless pictures, go and create an account on Xvideos and Pornhub, because guess what? They're there as a hookup site. They're not just porn. They're an adult networking and hookup site. Everything you can do on Facebook, you can do on these types of sites. That's what they are there for. They're incentivizing it. The difference is when you meet this person and y'all get the fucking, they want you to post a video. And they'll even let you charge people to watch it. So get your nasty stank behinds off of these good, decent, supposed to be decent spots where people just want to meet somebody and fall in love or meet a new friend or you never know. Whatever they're there for. But if they're, you know, they ain't there really to F or, you know, screw, you know, go over where the screwing is at. That's what I don't understand. Why am I going to go to black people meet and go look for some cheeks when I can kick my ass over to the around the corner in the alleyway.com and hook up with you there? It makes more sense. You got to educate yourself on these platforms so you don't get caught up in the mix. Now, don't take your punk ass over to Pornhub looking for love either. That ain't a dating site. That's a fucking site. It's a big difference. You may fall in love from the dick, but don't do it. So we have to educate ourselves, and we have to make sure that we're on the right site. If you know you're a Christian and you don't want to date a Hindu, you don't want to date a Muslim, you don't want to date a Hebrew Israelite, you don't want a 5%er, you don't want a Nation of Islam member, you need to take your ass where the Christians are. You see what the farmers did? They got their own dating site for farmers. Because you know why? Farmers don't get into the city. I thought it was a brilliant idea. You know, the ones who ain't running around chasing pigs and beating up the goat's cheeks, they want to meet another farm guy, another farm girl, or another farm boy. You never know. But
right.
At least it tells you in the title, hey, this is for farmers. Now, if y'all want to come out the city to come all the way out here for these cheeks, then okay. But this is really for farmers.
Exactly. Go to where what you want is.
Well, I believe we have a question. All right. Shout out to Kat. Kat just popped up on the scene. And she's asking, what dating site do you guys recommend?
I mean, see, personally, to me, they're all pretty much the same. I mean, Hakim, he done looked at it from, you know, behind the scenes point of view. And while she about to get on me, and I'm allow it only for a second, Hakim, don't get too carried away.
What happened?
Yeah.
I didn't even say that.
I've tried POF.
Let me mute my phone.
I've tried Baidu, but my expectations is not high as others. Like, I made them out of boredom first, and then I get on every now and then when I'm bored. So it's not like I'm up here just looking for, you know, a husband or anything. So, and once somebody do something I don't like, it just be gone. But Hakim, he knows so much, and he's like Google for online dating. But I wouldn't recommend like Tagged or some of these sites that's like strictly for, you know, I guess being social.
When you said you was on Baidu.
I did.
Damn,
I forgot. You know what? You know what it is? When I see me, I'm just so curious about things, and I like to have certain things to compare. So when I see something, I try it out. But then, based on the response,
Like some of these sites, when you get on, you don't even have to put a picture up. All you gotta do is put, start the profile and put female Jersey, and you be like, okay, and I'd be like, well, you don't even know what I look like. You don't know anything about me.
That's what I was about to say. You know what Badu translates in English? Toilet water. Toilet water. The only thing worse than Badu in the realm of dating sites is that damn Zooks or whatever that Z-O-O-S-K. The worst pile of monkey dog shit you ever going to find. You can put a raggedy toenail up and you're going to get a whole bunch of inbox talking about, you sexy as hell. No. Mm-mm.
But you know what my thing is? I don't think the sites always start off like that. I think the issue is once they start getting popular and more people know about it, and then any and everybody, especially the ones that's free. The ones that free, you could have something that could be start off nice, and I ain't going to say wholesome. I ain't going to push it like that. Well, it'll be nice, and you got a nice amount of decent people up there. But then, when one, everybody find out about it, or two, another site, like you said, gets shut down, and now they scrambling to find somewhere else to go, that's where the issue comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
Because years ago, POF wasn't, it didn't seem that bad years ago. Now, you go up there, it's just like...
Oh, no, POF always been bad. You know where I found out, I have no problem with admitting this, most people listening know my history. You know where I found out about POF at? In prison.
Yeah.
When you get home, bro, you gotta get on POF. Them bitches doing everything.
But you gotta find those type of people on every site. Even if you go on Christian Mingle, you might not find that many, but we're not gonna just assume just because it's a Christian site that you ain't gonna find some Jezebels up there now.
Oh, no, So let's say this. When it comes to debauchery, the Christians, they do mingle. And they don't call on the Lord for nothing when their legs up in the air. So, yeah.
But you know, another thing is that I found out, too, is that when certain things is restricted on the site, where... certain things you have to pay for. Like, when things are free, everybody will flock. But when somebody has to pay for something,
they going.
The site be good until they start making free features. I'm telling you. The site will be nice, and then soon you got to pay. They not get enough people, and they start making it free, everybody comes. So if you want to be serious about some type of online dating, find a site that you got to pay for, that do a little more screening, but also know that them little questionnaires that people sign up to kind of do them personality tests and all of that, until you sit and have a conversation and look at body language and ask them a question one day and a week later or 2 weeks later, ask them another question, see if you get the same answer. Until you actually have conversations and spend time, you're not going to know whether what they have on there is true, because it's an advertisement, because people who are narcissistic don't know that they are. They don't feel like they are. It's basically what that person feel about themselves is what they're going to put on you. And it could be the complete opposite or come off the wrong way. But it's just their perception of themselves is what they're going to give you.
Yeah.
You know? So...
Well, let me take a crack at that answer. In terms of what site to recommend, I'm going to recommend Tagged, and I'm going to recommend the Facebook dating. Now,
really?
Tagged, yes. That's the reason why. You could do... more, you got more data on the Facebook and the Facebook dating than you realize. The Facebook dating is going to give you the dating profile. Okay. If you are handy with technology, you can easily go track the asses down in the regular Facebook thing and see more about them. Because in the app, it's a guy, nice looking dude, nice looking chick. They're alone in the pic. But in their actual Facebook profile, there's a husband or a wife. So you got data to compare. You don't have to just go by their word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with tagged. Now, the problem with tags, you got to be careful. When you play that pets game or whatever the hell they calling it now, because I haven't been on your eons, it used to you automatically get transferred into Zooks, which that game is powered by. And if anybody don't know the pets game, it's the game where someone, you have your picture up and someone purchases you and say, you're my pet. So it's a little something. They pay a lot of money to people bid for your ass to make you feel good about yourself with this imaginary money.
Mm-hmm.
With this person on the other side of the world you're never going to meet. So dude who's literally feeling good because some sexy chick over in Vegas bought his ass for a cool $1 million. And his ass home down living in the bottoms of Philly. Like he going to make it to her. So it was a fun game at first. And then people try to figure out how to do the dating with it. So Zooks took it over, and they took anyone who had a pet's profile, they put them in their dating thing. So it was just like you said, you get the first couple of messages for free. Then after that, you have to pay $5 or something like that to be able to message people. Now, what good is me looking at you, seeing all your pretty pics, but I can't even message you if I'm looking interested in you and I'm trying to date you, but I got to pull $5 out to do that.
Mm.
So that's how they get you. So those pay-for apps you want to stay away from. But when it comes to tag, the main service, you make an account, you create a profile just like you do with Facebook and Twitter and all the other ones, and you can do your normal thing. You have a timeline and all that, right? But you are thrown into the whole thing like Tinder, swipe left, swipe right. You know, you can pick and choose who's cute, and you can message them. So it's almost like a sidebar dating game in the middle of a profile. And I sense that Facebook picked up on that because tag has picked up a lot of steam. And Facebook said, you know what? We're starting to get in the dating game. People dating on Facebook anyway, but let's make a real dating app. And I have not used this app, but from what I do understand is I can now go, I see you, okay, let me go do a reverse lookup on your picture and pull you up on Facebook. And since you're really single, let me send you a friend request on Facebook. So you're pretty much making sure that these people are legit, because the number one issue that you have to worry about is catfish and setups. Now, if any of you have never been catfished before, you are very fortunate. You know, Kat can attest to it. She's been catfished over 75 times. In terms of someone stealing her pictures and using them for multiple different reasons. So Is a good reason why she good thing she asked this question, because people need to understand that you can have the best intentions, but you may be interacting with wolves.
Right.
You might be interacting with people who don't care about your intentions. They just trying to get what they want. Their intentions supersede yours. So the difficulty is trying to figure out who's who. And like the queen said, it's a whole lot easier if people just be upfront about what they want. Hell, if they can just add a feature, hey, I just want to fuck. Let me click that.
But that's not perfect. We don't live in that.
No, not at all. We don't live in that at all. I mean, it's coming. I mean, it's out there, but it's not a dating app. It's an adult network. So you have to figure out if you want to do adult things, go over there. You know, but yeah, those are my two picks, Facebook and tagged. Because you actually have a chance to check these people out. You know what I mean?
For those who don't have more than one Facebook page.
Yeah. Because if I'm going to do that dating app and I'm on Facebook and I come across Queen Vi, but then I grab my other phone and I pull up Viola Pearson, oh, damn, she got a whole slave at home. It's a dude butt naked with a taser in his nuts down in the basement. Oh, okay, she told me she ain't got nobody. See?
That's what you think I
would
do right now.
I swear, I think you handcuffing a teasing dude. So I'm giving somewhere. She trying to hurry up and close this show. She gone down the basement. Little dude down there with one of them little dog bowls with water, and he handcuffed to a wall and shit, and probably waterboarding dudes.
Maybe in my attic, my basement is the laundry room where my kids go down there. So
okay, yeah. Yeah, she got one of the Batman basements. We move the damn, turn a knob and a wall opens up. Dude's down there crying and moaning and shit. I seen that damn that strapless dildo y'all selling over at Pure Romance. No straps, just hook it in you and hook it in his ass.
That vibrates, by the way.
And vibrates. Oh, ain't that something? Fellas, hey, good luck. Tell your hemorrhoids goodbye.
Enough about Queen Vi.
Dating Queen Vi 101.
Okay, and I think that's the issue when it comes to me. You know, me, I am how I am, no matter where you meet me at, and I mean, some people want honesty until you give it to them. That's first.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Another thing is when you're different than what people are used to, that's a whole other issue. Because first impressions are adding everything. So depending on how that first message is, it's going to decide whether you're going to be left on red or you're going to get a reply.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing is, when you ladies, fellas, when you open up that message, if you choose to do online dating, when you open up that first message, that's going to set the tone to how that person is. If that person know how to approach you in a respectful way, then go for it. But the second, whether it's the first, second, third, whatever message, once that person is starting getting out of line, it's something that you don't approve of or you don't want to deal with, it's online. Block them. Cut it off. Forget it. You don't have to entertain it. Oh. They have a block feature.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And think about it. It's quality, not quantity. So it doesn't matter if you're getting flooded with messages if 90% of those messages are worthless. People that you're not interested in, that you don't want anything to do with, it's not your type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about that. So if you're going to decide to date, then you have to know what you want. When I say what you want, I mean your end goal. What are you looking for? To absolutely know what you do not want. Don't go talking about, oh, you tired of these men and you picking the same men that you will pick, whether you're walking down the street, whether you're in the club, in the store, or online, you're still going for the same type. Actually, online dating make it harder to get to know someone. And I'm explaining to you, and especially if you are doing it for the purpose of not having time to do certain, you know, to go out there and mingle, it's even harder because you got a decision to make based on messages and then just even decide whether you want to exchange numbers with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you exchange information with that person, you start having a real conversation. You got to hope they can keep up. You know, so
well,
it's steps. You can't take away the getting to know stage. You know, it's just going to be a little more added to it. You know, so.
Well, I've been asked to give a listing if I knew the top dating sites. So I'm just going to ram, you know, we got about 5 minutes left in the show. So actually four. So let me give you the first top few. According to Ranker.com, and if anyone doesn't know Ranker, Ranker ranks things. They take votes and they keep track of stuff. Ranker.com has put the number one dating website is SugarMamaWebsite.com.
Oh, wow.
Sugar Mama. Wow. So this whole taking care of dudes is a real thing. Okay. All right. The next one is WealthyWomen.com.
Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry. WealthyWomenSeekingMen.com. It's the full name. Wow. And the next one is WeFamed.com. And number four is OkCupid. It's a pretty popular one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a minute, but I know about OkCupid.
And,
I forgot about them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. So goddamn weirdos over there with OkCupid. Let's see. CatholicDatingSites.org, which is a hub for other dating sites. That's why they're ranked so high, because they have, like, a bunch of dating sites all collected up in one. And, of course, the number six is Plenty of Fish. TOF.
Hey, y'all hear the shade this show? I can't wait till we do a show about social media. Oh, my God. It's going to be shady, cold, everything.
Well, okay. Well, number seven is CelebritiesDating.com. Now, I don't even want to know what that's about. And then you got Match.com, and the rest are foreign sites. Oh, yeah. And, of course, number 13, I'll skip. Down to blinddate.com. So, yeah, it's, you know, have fun. If you're going to do it, just be responsible. Do your research and know what you want before you even get there, and you'll be okay. But if you look at the pictures, you see a white van, don't talk to his ass.
And please go through the pictures. Don't just be looking at the profile. Because you know what? And like I said, I'm not, you know, very superficial or anything like that. So sometimes I try not to look too much at the pictures, because I want to try to get to know the person before I start looking at the pictures. But if you see that first picture and you're just drawn to it, please go through the profile, because that's probably the best look. That profile one. Look at the time stage. Look how they dress. You can see what year it's from. Because some of y'all don't know how to update your pictures. Like, I give it a year or two. You don't change that much, you know, but dang.
Shout out to Kimmy over in Kingston. She just asked, do I know any fetish-related dating sites? Yes, off the top of my head, by Curious Dating is one. Friend Finder, don't be fooled, it's a freak site. They're doing a good job of covering it up. And Fling.com. So those three are always good to go for you fetish and alternative lifestyle people.
Okay. Duly noted.
let me put some fresh batteries in this damn taser. let me charge it up. We'll give you the plug, boy. We're going on to Fling.com. Fling that teaser in.
Listen, it might be a potential listening to this show right now. You are scaring him away.
Hey, look here, man.
Or you're gravitating some of those weird, crazy ones I'm trying to hide from.
Yeah, they're going to call you up and say, I hear you're tasing balls. Can I make an appointment?
Are you going to set yourself up? Because, fellas, some of y'all ladies too, he texts the messages. He going to forward it to me when it's business that I need to know. But other than that, all y'all little weird messages y'all send, I don't get them. Don't send them to me.
Hey, if they paying $250 an hour, you getting it. That's what my cut. I'm about to pimp Queen Vi out for tasing men in the nuts. Ain't that something? All right, Queen, that's the end of the show.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for the people who sent in the questions and interacted with us on our social media pages. Remember, if you're going to do online dating, be smart about it. Take certain precautions. Make sure you're following us on our social media pages. Maybe me and Hakim will start a dating site or do some type of speed dating or something. You never know.
All right. We crazy nuts, y'all.
That concludes our show for tonight. We'll be back here Thursday for Therapy Thursday for our Q&A sessions. So send in your questions. It could be about anything, sex life or relationships. Anything before we go, Hakim?
Send questions about how much to charge for tasing nuts. We good. Let's go. Get this money.
Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.